All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to tonight's call. Tonight, we are here to talk about how to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. And this is an open coaching call. So if you would like some coaching, I'd like you to raise your hand and we will have a chat. Post in the chat how you're doing, where you're from, what's going on. We are December 16th right now. And I know a lot is coming up with people over the holidays and kind of at that point where it's like, okay, what do I do? We're so close to these holidays and so much stuff going on. It's that kind of pivotal moment where we can really take it to the next level of let's really figure out now what to do. What are our next steps as we go into the holidays? All right. See some people from some snowy areas. As you all may know, or those that don't know, I am from Canada. I am the one and only coach from Canada. And yes, we have a ton of snow here, tons of snow. So I always find it so interesting that perspective thing about, what cold is and what cold isn't. But it's okay. You're all allowed to feel like you're cold because probably some of you are. Alrighty. So I am going to bring Stephanie up. I think Stephanie, if you're the one I'm thinking of, might have an update for us. So anybody else want to raise your hand, please, to get some coaching? Or we're going to have a short call tonight. All right. Let me promote Stephanie. 70 degrees in Vegas at the moment. Oh, Paula, I wish. I would love for it to be 70 degrees. I think it's like 15 here in the US degree business. Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're here to give us an update.
I am. I'm just going to change my background. I had it on my work logo background.
Oh. All
I
right.
will get rid of that. So I had last call, we had talked about looking at the stats, and I had figured out how on HabitShare to export them.
Okay.
And then I had followed up with Ask Coaches to just show what I had done. So just in case this is helpful for anybody who's using the HabitShare app or a similar one, if you go to settings, you can export the data. And what I did with it is I uploaded it to AI and I said, show me my success rate for each category and compare it to the previous 30 days.
Brilliant. And what did it tell you?
What it has told me is for improvements, my stopping at enough for dinner increased 6.7%, which was good because that was one of the two main areas that we were able to pinpoint was
Okay.
the overeating at dinner and overeating, or not overeating so much as eating snack number two when I didn't need it.
Right.
Snack number one, eating when hungry, that improved.
Okay.
Followed plan improved 3%. Consistent, no change, breakfast and lunch, hungry and enough. What dropped and needs improvement is still that snack number two, eating it when I'm not hungry.
Okay.
And I did have more overeats.
Okay.
And I absolutely know some of it is getting into the is the holidays fuck it mode.
Okay.
It's like the closer it gets to Christmas, the more I'm like, well, what does it matter? But it
Right? We're
matters.
right at that point of, screw it. I might as well just start next year. I'm sure that's what a lot of brains are saying right about now. And I want you to keep that in mind. 15 days. 15 days until the end of the year. That's over 2 weeks. It's a long time.
It is, and I know that I can make progress in that short amount of time.
What would progress look like for you?
Definitely decreasing just the impulse Fuck it eats, you know? Like we were at a wedding last weekend and they had a cookie bar with like take home bags and
Okay.
it was out of town, so we stayed overnight. So, you know, we go back to the hotel and it's midnight and here I am eating cookies because they're in front of me. Like there's no need to be eating those cookies other than they were there.
Okay,
And
so why were they there, first of all? Or I'm sure there's more than just it was there. There was.
you know, I think it was partly like not wanting the night to end, the good times to end. It was like, you
So
know,
eating cookies is good times and party time.
yeah. Some of it, I very rarely drink alcohol, but sometimes at celebrations I do. I had a couple glasses of wine. So had I not been a little bit more loose, I probably would not have filled up the to-go bag of cookies to begin with.
Okay. Okay.
But you know, I think it was just like, ah, we're at a wedding and you know,
Yep.
it's, you know, did that with Thanksgiving, did that with my birthday, did that with the
Well,
wedding. We've got
that's
my
kind
daughter's
of,
birthday. You know,
yeah, that ends up being the problem when it's just a blanket excuse for, oh, let's keep going and have fun. And it's a holiday and it's this holiday and it's that holiday and it's okay.
that's the problem because now it's everything. So
Yeah.
last night, my husband and I received free tickets to a Boston Celtics game. And so we were at Boston for the night. And for those of you who are familiar, there's a really famous to the area bakery called Mike's Pastry, and they have a satellite station at the TD Gardens.
Okay.
We're here, we're at a game, gotta get a cannoli. So now it's like I'm just rolling this into like anything. So I
Yeah.
know that has to stop.
Okay.
A wedding is one thing, a basketball game is, you know, but yeah, I'm just rolling it now.
Well, some of it too, though, is yeah, we're just rolling with just overeat, blah, blah, blah. And okay, that isn't going to work with your weight loss goals. So how would you talk to yourself in those moments if it was June? Let's say.
Oh, if it was June, yeah, that would probably be a different conversation. The first thing comes to my mind is I wear a lot less clothing in June, right? It's not as easy to hide it, right? But the other thing is, you know, I feel like in generally that's like a happier, more active time. It's sunny, it's warm out, I'm walking, I'm into it. This is just that time of year where it's dark at 4:30, it's cold, the seasonal depression starts to creep in a little bit. So it just becomes a little bit easier to gravitate towards comfort. And
Which
one
is
of those
interesting
comforts is
because you've
food.
also said it was party, 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 celebration here, birthdays here, celebrations there. And I'm like, now you're saying it's seasonal depression. I'm going, wait, what the
Well,
fuck?
I just, you know, comparing it to June. June, I feel like, you know, you're just
Okay.
more like,
Okay. So what if we said February?
I hate February.
So
February in
the
New
time of
England is the
year.
worst.
Okay. So
It's
the
the
time of
worst.
year is having an impact too,
It
of
definitely
it
is.
being the time of year, we're dealing with a little bit of, yes, it's getting darker, it's drearier, the days are shorter. I think we're almost at that peak where it's the shortest day, isn't it? We'll start to go back the other direction soon.
Yeah, so it could be I'm just gravitating towards these more food-based joys.
Yeah, you're to old habits. Likely because there's a story in there that you've worked on about who you are at this time of year. And without paying attention to it or really listening to it, we're just going to go right back to those old stories. And that's the piece that we want to catch. That's how we stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds, is we catch it and say, wait, is that who I am right now? Like the you for the past 3 months that's been collecting data, who has been working really hard to figure out how to take that next step. We want to, show up for her as well.
That's a really impactful thought. I just celebrated my 1 year anniversary in no BS
Okay.
and I did a little post on just, some lessons learned. And you're right, I have been, even showing up and raising my hand to be coached was huge. And I'm not the same person I was a year ago. I think, have to remind myself of that. I'm not the person who I'm going to be a year from now or a year out, but the person I am today is not the person I was last year. And I don't need to fall back on her old crutches.
So one of the things that's new in NoBS lately, I don't know if everybody's seen it, is the regain reset. And that's literally what the first couple of lessons focus on, is figuring out what your story is about who you are, like at this time of year or through holidays and celebrations, that kind of thing. And then working on how do we rewrite that in an impactful way that's going to help you move forward to be who you want to become and to weigh what you want to weigh, right? So I would highly encourage everybody to check that out on the website, because, and I think it is marked as new. It's under the bonus courses, I believe. That's sort of what we're talking about here, right? So that's where I said about if it was February, what would you be saying to yourself when you're going to a Celtics game? I think that makes more sense because they'd still play in February, right?
Yes, they
If you're
would.
going to a Celtics game, we haven't been going to holidays, parties, and things like that. Would you plan for the cannoli?
I think if it was a ticket we planned on, I probably would. It's not something we don't go to Boston very often. We're like 2 hours from Boston. So I probably would. I think this. But I have gone to games. Like, I went to a game right before my birthday that was planned. My husband had bought tickets, and I didn't have anything. I didn't have a snack. I didn't have wine.
Why
I
did
didn't
you
have
not
the
have the cannoli
cannoli.
that time?
Well, I'll tell you why. And it's not a really great reason, but I'll give you the reason. Because the game ends like 9-ish, and then you got to like make the mad rush out of there. And the cannoli place closes at 10, and I waited in line for the ladies' room, so I missed the 10 o'clock deadline.
We peed instead of getting cannoli. I get it. That's a great reason. Hey, you were taking care of what your body needed most in that moment.
It's a
You
long drive
live to
home.
tell the tale,
But
right?
we do only go to a handful of
Yeah.
games a year. So like that in itself, you're right. I could plan for that, and I could plan accordingly. And even though I say, oh,
What
well,
would
these were
that mean?
surprise tickets, I knew 3 days in advance, so it wasn't that big of a
Right. So what
surprise.
would planning accordingly mean?
Being really kind of mindful with the
Of
rest
what?
of the week, that was like, like we talked about last time with like the date nights, that doesn't have to automatically equal overeating and stuff. It's like, okay, well, this was the date night, and this was like the treat that went with it. I don't need to repeat it on Friday if we go out again.
So where does doable hunger fit in all this?
Well, the good news is I was hungry for the
Well, that's
cannoli. So,
fabulous news. And why is there a problem?
well, I just feel like I've been eating desserts too frequently.
How do you know?
Just because we had, I think it's the time of year. It's like, we had Thanksgiving, we had my birthday, then we had the wedding, and then, I've got, a work dinner. I had a work lunch today. We're just eating out more, and it just, I don't know, it feels less like my normal at home food planning.
Well, of course it is. It is different. Like you said, yeah, we're out and this type of thing. The key is how do we keep it in line with doable hunger? Because you can do all of those things and lose weight if you're actually following doable hunger when you eat. So you're saying you ate the cannoli within doable hunger, great. But yeah, I think there's still some diet mentality going on in there about good foods, bad foods. And like you said, I
For
can't have
sure.
dessert too many times. Well, if you eat it within doable hunger, that's just not true.
Yeah, I do still tend to demonize dessert a little bit. Like, this isn't something that should be Like a
So
little
good.
sweet treat is
Why?
one thing, but like a big,
Okay.
dessert.
Okay.
I'm like, well, that should just be once in a while. So yeah, there definitely is some diet mentality going on there because
Well, also, how much are you eating?
of the dessert.
Yeah.
Well, I ate one cannoli.
Okay.
One. It,
Well, it just sounded like size is what you were talking about. Like,
well, it
oh,
is a decent
big,
sized
big.
cannoli. I'm not talking about a little mini Benny. It's a good size,
Okay.
really filled and packed in. Yeah, I definitely think there's some diet mentality at
Okay.
play.
Because there can be enough with food, dessert foods as well.
Yeah.
You may find one day that maybe a whole cannoli that from Mike's, is it? That is, maybe that's even too much at one time. I don't know. That's what you get to play with, though, is rather than cutting these things out, is finding out what enough actually is when it comes to things like that. And I think that goes, the whole demonizing the desserts kind of goes along with what your story is right now of the life that you're living and the you that's losing this weight. She can not have desserts, but she can also have desserts. We don't want you to wait until you've lost all your weight to then try to figure out, okay, now how do I involve all the foods that we want? That's the thing
Yeah.
that's different.
That's an excellent point, and I have to remember that is that as you all have said so many times, this is about a goal life, right? It's not about the goal weight. And so I do have to figure out and practice all of these things. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you got some more things to work on. So as you go into the holidays, what ones are you going to pay attention to? So we're not just saying fuck it and January 1st me can deal with this.
So there are a few things that are weighing on my mind as stressful. One is my oldest daughter is in a travel winter volleyball league,
Okay.
and we have our first weekend of tournaments coming up this weekend, which is also her birthday. And so
Okay.
now, while I'm still working on these things we've talked about, I've also got to work on for the next 3 months, living out of hotels and conference centers all weekend long and not overeating and not turning to fast food too often because it's easy.
Okay, so I want you to lay out for yourself what you are going to work on, not what you're not going to work on.
Okay.
What are you going to work on when you do this? What you are going to work on is waiting for hunger, stopping it enough,
Yeah.
and not making it a huge big deal. There's going to be food everywhere.
Yeah.
If you do have to rely on fast food, doable hunger is what is your safety belt when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think the first time we coached, you had said, put a big sticky note saying you were making progress. I think this time it needs to be, it's not the food, it's hunger and enough. Like I need to stop
Hunger and
focusing on
enough.
the type of food.
Absolutely. You could literally eat McDonald's 24/7 and lose weight if you follow doable hunger, which is not going to be whatever they serve you. It's not going to be a regular meal size. That's likely going to be too much for doable hunger for you.
Yes, and the other one is that we are going on a quick 3-day cruise right after Christmas.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, to just being warm and in the
Yeah.
sun.
Yes.
But and I'm trying to let go of this thinking.
What is it?
It's, oh my gosh, you're going to be away from the 26th through the 29th. Then you come home and you like have 2 days, and then you have your January 1st, like brand new year way on the scale. And what's that going to look like? And I'm trying just to let go of this, I'm just trying to be very zen. Like time is just a construct, it doesn't
But what is
matter.
that trying to warn you about?
Love the idea of hitting certain benchmarks at certain times,
Okay.
even though I've learned very much over the last year that that should not be a priority, because if it is, it's actually detrimental. Because if I had gone off of, well, if I don't hit these milestones at these times, then this program doesn't work, I would have quit before I ever lost 13 pounds. So I know it's just like, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if I
But
hit
I
my
think
next
there's a middle
milestone.
ground. It's okay
Yes.
for it to matter. It's just what we do and how we show up for ourselves. If we don't hit things like that, it's do we make a big fucking deal about it or do we
Right.
learn about it? Do we learn and teach ourselves, okay, this is what happened with that goal so that we can make more realistic goals? But I don't want you to be afraid to go after it. Your brain is saying, yeah, Jesus, we're going to be on this cruise for 3 days. And what is it afraid you're going to do on this cruise for 3 days? I think we all probably know. Are you going to eat and overeat?
Yeah, and you know, I went on a cruise this summer. I went on a 12-day cruise to Italy and Greece, and I kept in touch with my accountability group, and I checked in with, you know, hunger and enough, and
Yeah.
tracked and took pictures and everything, and it didn't impact my weight loss journey at all. So I know it's possible. I think some of the fear is leading me to this, like thinking of almost failing in advance, like, okay, well, you're going to come home, and on January 1st, you're not going to have that weight. And
Yeah.
it's
And it doesn't sound, but if you truly were setting yourself up to, I'm going to do it just like I did it last summer,
yeah.
then you would be thinking, so I am going to be so ready for my January 1st weigh-in. I'm so excited about it because I know I kicked ass in the summer when I did it. And here's how. I checked in with my accountability group. I took photos of things. I planned, I tracked, I did what all the things. That was missing from the talk when you first brought it up. You're like, I'm going on this cruise, and I'm thinking, holy shit, January 1st is 2 days later. It's like,
Yeah.
and like sounds like we're planning for a free-for-all for 3 days instead of
Right.
planning for this is how I show up for me.
Yeah.
That's what I want you thinking about. How are you going to show up for you? And if maybe that was too much, do you still have the accountability partner people?
I do. I have a wonderful accountability group, and they're lovely.
There you go. So you let them know. Guess where they're going with you? Where are they going this time? Is it like Bahamas or something? Or
Yes, it is the Bahamas.
I love it.
Yes.
So yeah. They get to go there with you. They get to see the photos. You're going to send it to you. No, you're going to send it to them.
They can
You're going to,
send pictures to me too.
they
That's
should send you. Yeah, they should send you
fine.
pictures of snow so you really enjoy being in the sun.
Yes.
Right. So that's where I say I want you planning for what you're going to do as opposed to what you're not going to do. Like we talked about with the weekends, right? I want you
Right.
planning. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to show up for me. And I think that's something we all want to be doing for these, you know, as the holidays get closer and closer too, is okay, how are we going to show up in these last 15 days of 2025? Because we all have a choice. We can throw these two weeks. I said 2 days. We can throw these 2 weeks out the window. Or we can just continue to be us and keep living the life that we say we want. We're like, oh, we want to get to our goal life. Okay, well, let's act like our goal lives are somewhere we want to be. How is she going to show up during the holidays? Let's be her.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's spot on. I've got to get out of the fear-based thinking of, you know, what I'm not going to do and what's going to happen if I do it versus, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And so, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming back and letting us know and giving us all the updates and tips. And maybe I'll see you again. All
All
right.
right.
Take care,
Thanks.
Stephanie. All right. Nobody else has their hand raised. So I guess nobody else is fucking around here with the same 5 pounds. Nobody else is having any issues with the upcoming holidays or anything else. If you have specific questions, you could always post them in the Q&A, but I don't have any questions there. What did you all want to hear about when you came here today? Like, why did you all show up for the stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds call? Karen in the chat mentioned, does anybody actually remember what they weighed January 1st, 2025, without looking at your data somewhere? Anybody actually remember? I agree. She says, I make a big deal about weigh-in, but I sure don't remember specific weigh-ins over time. Yeah, 100%. All right, let's promote to panelists. Somebody raised their hand and we have a question. Okay. Hello. Oh, you're muted. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Did that help?
Yes, that helped a lot.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never come to these.
Okay.
So
And
I was
here
just
you are raising your hand. I love it.
I'm already nesting, in my bed. But
Okay.
I was so impressed with that, the woman that you just talked to. Oh my gosh.
What were
And
you impressed with?
well, just how honest she was about everything. She just wasn't holding back anything. She was just honest about all these little things. And I just started the restart,
Okay.
and I'm getting coached by one in the private coaching.
Okay.
And so I've had a week of actually stopping at enough because I've had a couple years of eating till I was full, not
Okay.
stuffing myself, eating till I was a full, and gaining 8 pounds. Gaining
Okay.
the 8 pounds that I lost when I got here about 3 years ago.
So this week you've been stopping it enough. What's the difference for you?
Well, it's going slower and being aware.
What are you being aware of?
Being aware of what enough feels like. And one of the things, and MJ is the coach I'm working with, she said that thing about doing halftime.
Yes.
And I'd never done halftime. In fact, I just kind of got in there and did this as a diet until now. And if, as far as the thought work and
Yeah.
the discovery worksheets, never did those. I think I've done four in the last week now. But anyway,
Good.
it's the halftime that was the game changer for me because when I stopped at half, I had to sit with what that felt like. And I was shocked at how full I felt at half. And then I would eat some more, but I started from a different place.
Okay.
Because when the meal started, I was hungry, stopped at half. And my gosh, it was like, okay, now I'm going to eat some more, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And so I've had the experience, about 7 days of experiencing just eating to enough. And then today, out to a restaurant, and I already knew I wasn't going to pay attention to that enough. I was going to eat until I wasn't interested anymore. But and now I feel that full that I haven't felt for a week.
Why did you know before you went out to the restaurant that you weren't going to pay attention?
Well, I just decided, I helped me with that. I just decided that it was like going to be too much work or yeah,
So
it
your brain offered you a thought, Jerry, that it offered you this thought, oh, it's going to be too much work. Don't worry about it. And you went, oh, okay.
yeah. It's like it's such a new practice. And
That's the key. It's a new practice, and your brain slipped one by you. That's all. So now what we're going to look out for that the next time. The next time your brain says, oh, don't worry about it, I want you to answer it back and say, wait, why not? Why would I not worry about it? Like, kind of like you ever fill your car up with gas? Would you ever just like close your eyes and just not listen to the ding and just you're just going to keep filling it up until, oh, okay, I feel like stopping now. No, you might overfill it. You might underfill it. Like, you're going to pay attention to what's going on around you.
Interesting. I go out to eat maybe once a month, and
Okay.
so happens I'm going out to eat tomorrow.
Woohoo!
So it's like I already am knowing that I have this thing that I can practice, and I decided
Self-care.
because I don't like this feeling of kind of being full.
Yeah.
I like that feeling of having enough and not having that I'm full.
Yeah. So if you go to the restaurant tomorrow, what is the work it's going to take to pay attention to enough, do you think?
Well, it's first of all, it's going to be deciding to do it,
Okay.
deciding that that's what I am going to do, no matter how little I eat, because
Okay.
it, because when you go out to eat, it's always been, the food is different, it tastes good, it's
What
there's a
about just
reason
doing
to
a halftime
overeat it.
method? Again, like there.
I can, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm eating with one other person, and we're going to be having this conversation. But yes, I can work that in. I can work that in without having a conversation about it, because I don't like to talk about, food and what I'm doing food-wise when I'm with company.
Okay.
Because I
Are
think
you
it's
married or do you live with anybody?
no,
Oh.
I'm
Okay.
solo for many, many years.
Okay. So then here's what I would probably do.
Okay.
I would order my meal and then I would tell the wait person, okay, when you bring me my meal, could you bring me a to-go container as well? And your friend might look at you and you, whatever. If they ask you a question, when they bring you your meal, you take the to-go container and you put half of it in there. You close it up and you set it aside on the seat next to you, maybe. And then if the friend says, what are you doing? You could let them know, I want to save that for lunch tomorrow. It's going to be so good. This is just easier. Like what?
Yeah, I can do that, yes.
It's an idea. I mean, you don't have to do it, but it's like
Right.
sometimes we just don't think of something sort of outside of the box, right?
No pun intended.
No pun intended. That's true. No pun intended. Good one. But yeah, like we just want to think about what is it a way that we could do it that's easy for us? Because now you can carry on. You can have your meal and eat your half and decide. You could even decide if this person wants dessert. Maybe you share a dessert or something if you're still hungry. But you get to decide in that moment and you've made it super easy for yourself without really having to say anything.
Okay, sharing a dessert. We always share a dessert. When I go out with her, we always share a dessert. So there's kind of a double challenge for me here is to eat to the point where I still am. I'm not going to be hungry at the end of the meal for dessert, but I'm going to have dessert.
Then that halftime way might work really well for you if you want to try it.
Yeah, do the halftime and have that sense of, okay. Is now the time that a dessert would be appropriate and not like piling it on? It's a little tiny dessert anyway, the th dessert we have
Well,
there at
that's the
that
thing. Like,
place.
and the other part of it is, do you always split it exactly evenly? Like, these are the steps you get to pay attention to. Do you really count how many bites they have compared to how many bites you have? And could you just slow down a little bit? Maybe let them have two-thirds while you have a third, without even making it a big deal. What do you
Yeah.
think?
Yeah, I'm excited. Before I even got on the call, I was excited to have a chance to practice this stuff tomorrow anyway. And you've just
Perfect.
given me all sorts of validation and encouragement.
Excellent. All right. Well, I want you to try it, and I would love to hear
I
how it
will.
goes. So,
I will. And I'll write to coaches. That's something
okay.
else. That's something else I've never done before,
Oh, do it. We
but
love
I'm
it.
committed to sticking my toe in there. I'll
Okay.
give you a report. Thank
Excellent.
you.
I look forward to it. All right. You take
Thank you,
care.
Lisa.
You're
Bye.
welcome, Carrie. Bye-bye. All right. We have a question. Oh, these are all out of order. I've been on track steadily losing 10 pounds for the year, but a job change and death in the family in the last 2 months has occurred and I've gained some back. I'm feeling really defeated since it was already a slow loss and I'm feeling I'm losing control of my progress and I'm afraid I'll gain back everything I lost, not just this year's progress. Well, yeah, so we got to turn things around here. It sounds to me like a lot has been changing and a lot has been going on, and you've been using food to cope with it. We need to work on finding some new coping strategies. This would be a great one to bring to Ask Coaches for us to talk through how, on your daily basis, can you take care of yourself not using food, allowing the feelings, allowing the thoughts to come up, and finding a way to answer them without food. Okay, that's what I would suggest. All right, Liz is, I'm going to bring Liz up. Louise asked, my husband is away till Sunday, and prior to no BS, this would be an excuse to eat. How do I make sure I don't do this? Well, first of all, you've taken the first step here. You're admitting that that would just be an excuse to eat. You want to pay attention to what excuses you use and answer if that's really what you want for yourself. All right, Liz, I'm going to ask you to unmute. There you go.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm a little nervous, but
Oh,
I'm very excited to finally be able to do this.
okay, big breath. Whew. All right, what can I help you with?
So it's funny that that person asked that question, because that was me about a year and a half ago. There was a sudden death in my family.
Okay.
And sudden serious illness in my family as well. So it's been like a big, it's been a season of big changes, I would say. And I expected the season to end. I don't know how long I was thinking it would be, but it's been a year and a half, and here I am. I have been basically losing and gaining the same 5 pounds for that entire amount of time. And I've gone to ask coaches. They've helped me, with specific things.
Okay.
But I wanted to hop on a call because, it's been about, since August, I would say, where I'm planning, keeping track of my hunger cues, what I'm doing with my habits, doing the disco sheets, journaling. And I don't know, about a week ago, I've just been like, I'm back up. I'm back up to like the highest I've ever been. I'm like, none
Okay.
of that's working. And I'm
Okay,
feeling
so
like
you're doing all
giving up.
these things, but what is it all telling you? Like planning, tracking the habits, what is that tracking telling you to be working on? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's definitely the evenings.
Okay.
So it's usually dinner
Yep.
and or like the snack after dinner.
Okay. So dinner, you're not stopping it enough, or are you eating when you're not hungry?
Not stopping it enough.
Okay. How do you know?
That I'm not stopping it enough. Because while I'm eating, I'll have a moment of, I think I've had enough, and I ignore
Okay.
it.
So
Um,
why are you
or,
ignoring it?
um, most of the time, I'll say, fuck it, or it doesn't matter, or
That's a freaking lie. It sounds to me like this matters to you. You've been planning and tracking and doing disco worksheets, journaling, coming to ask coaches really consistently, you say, since September or August.
August, yeah.
That sounds like it matters.
Yeah,
Why are
I'm really
you?
trying.
Well, but in the moment, you're saying to yourself, it doesn't matter. You're just, it's a lie. Does it feel believable in the moment?
Yes, because what's going on during dinner or like around me like the environment at dinner is so, and this is going to sound so dramatic, but like oppressive that I'm just like, I'm going to continue eating this food is like the attitude that I have.
Why is it so oppressive? Who do you eat with?
So I have two little kids and my husband,
Okay.
and my youngest is just like all over the place.
Okay.
He's two, and he'll eat off of my plate, he'll eat off of his plate, he'll throw a tantrum in the middle of dinner. Like, it's just not a peaceful time.
Okay. So, in order to shut that out, we're eating?
Yeah.
Or saying, okay, 2-year-old, you're in charge of my weight loss goals. Because if you don't sit and behave, I can't lose weight.
I feel like I don't have the bandwidth, like the energy to do weight loss in the moment.
Okay. So in that moment, how do you decide how much you're going to eat?
So sometimes, so my husband plates our food,
Okay.
and so usually by looking at it, I kind of choose kind of like a check-in point with my hunger cues. Or, well, that's really it. I just decide.
How would it go if you said to your husband, could you work on serving me less? I'm not that hungry today. Or whatever you'd say, just can you serve me less?
I think
Would
that would be fine.
that would make it easy. You wouldn't have to do anything then.
Yeah.
Does that seem like something you could do?
It does. Yes.
So if he served you less, then you don't really need the bandwidth, right?
Yeah.
What comes up for you though? Like, is it really as simple as that? And now we've solved overeating at dinner?
No, because then it's after dinner.
Okay, so now we're to after dinner.
Yeah. And I'll snack when I'm not hungry, just like the like grab-assing type of snacking,
Yeah.
you know, in the midst of all the chaos of the evening routine.
What does that mean? Like, are you snacking while you're bathing 2-year-olds, or what is the chaos that you're eating through?
No. So I'll use, so I usually have like a cocktail after dinner, and so I'll start drinking that,
Yeah.
and then I'll go into the evening routine of bathing the kids. And after I set them up, like with their snack, I'll have a snack as well.
Okay. Are you hungry for that snack?
Not always.
Are they hungry for the snack?
The kids?
Yeah.
They usually are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not hungry, so what makes the snack appealing to you?
How hectic the evening was.
And like
That
you
it makes me feel better.
does it? Does it really?
In the moment, it does.
I would love for you to do an experiment of really paying attention.
Sorry, give me 1 second.
What I'm really curious about that, oh, you're back. That was quick.
Okay. Yeah.
What I'm really curious about is sometimes we convince ourselves of something like that's what's helping. And I'm wondering if it's actually the food itself that's helping. Sometimes it's just the sitting there that's what's actually helping. It's that they're sitting there and they're putting food in their mouth, so they're quiet or they're sitting still or whatever. That's also helping. And for us in the moment, we really want to just get in touch with, is this actually what's helping me, or do I just need to sit here? Have you ever tried it?
I have.
What happens?
Like I'll do it, for a few times,
But what
and it'll be
happens when you do?
okay. And
Okay.
then the next time, I'm just like, I want to feel better. What comes up is, I want to feel better.
But
And
did you not feel better those other the couple times you do it and you don't eat, did you feel that bad?
no, not necessarily.
So it sounds like it's possible that it's another one of these, like, your brain's figured out this thing to say to you, this will make you feel better, but it's not actually true. Because you wouldn't be on this call with me if you felt amazing and were losing all your weight. So I don't think we're feeling better by eating this food. We're just literally saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about how you can actually support yourself in a way that does create good feelings. That does help you feel good. Like if you said to me, no, it's miserable. I feel like my skin is crawling. I just want to scream or something. I'd be like, okay, I can see the food's doing something for you. It's calming you down. But that's not what it sounded like. So let's imagine we've asked the husband to serve us less at dinner. So we eat less at dinner. We're now not full when we finish dinner. But we eat our food. Kids are still being the kids. Then we move on. You're still going to have your cocktail at that point?
No, I probably have a drink like once a week now.
Okay. So then we move on to the evening routine. And when you give the kids a snack, if you didn't have one, how long until they go to bed after that?
About an hour, hour and a
What do you
half.
think is going to be going through your mind during that time? Is it going to be okay or what?
I feel like restless. Like from the like go of the evening. Like I feel like I need to like calm down.
Okay, so maybe that's what we've been using the food for, is to help us just sit and be present and just.
And when I've been journaling, like I've realized I've created this story around the evenings and what my life is like during the season. And like I feel unhappy, and food creates these pockets of joy in my life that I
Does
don't
it?
get.
That's something I want you to think about, and I want you to be really present and honest with going forward. Does the food, when you're sitting there and your kids are having a snack, is it actually, do you feel joyful? Like, what does joyful feel like for you?
I think calm
Are they the
and
same for you? Joy and calm?
like happy.
Where do you feel that?
In my chest.
Okay. What does it feel like?
Like Like elated. Like I can take a deep breath.
So your chest feels open.
Yeah, like expanse. Yeah.
Okay. Does it feel like empty or like full of something when it's open like that?
It feels light.
Okay. And this is when you're feeling the calm or the joy?
Calm.
Okay. So tonight, when you sit the kids down to have their evening snack and you think you would like a snack, I would like you to just sit there for a minute and breathe and think about the feeling in your chest and take deep breaths and see if you can picture that joyful feeling, that calm feeling in your chest. And then decide, do I want to eat? Is eating something now going to add to this experience I'm having right now, sitting here with these kids?
Yeah.
Because I suspect, this is my guess, is that when you get the food, you give yourself permission to feel that, whew, okay, now I can relax because we're all doing our thing. We're sitting here having our snack. The truth is, you can do that without putting food in your mouth. I mean, that's just like you're putting something in your mouth and you're chewing it. You then have a thought about it that says, okay, it's okay to relax. It's okay to let your guard down. And that's what it sounds to me like you really need. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that your habit brain is going to just go, woohoo, we found a new way. Let's go. This is the way we're going to, we'll remind you of this every day, Liz. No, it's probably going to double check quite a bit and say, wait, are you sure? You know, we have this food in the kitchen. You know, we have that food. You know, food, you'll feel so much better. But what I want you to do when your brain double checks is double check again. Kind of like when your kids say, I don't know, how old's the older one?
Seven.
Okay. When your 7-year-old says, yeah, I brush my teeth, are you like, oh, great, let's go to bed then? You're like, are you sure? Let me see. Where's the toothbrush? You know, like we double check. That's what I want you doing to your habit brain, as if a toddler is the one that said the thing. Be like, hold on. I'm looking to feel better. I want to feel some calm. But you know what? Tomorrow me also wants to feel better. And if I say fuck it now, then I'm saying fuck it to tomorrow me. Fuck her. She can go right into Ask Coaches and talk to them because I'm not interested. It's like, what? No, you're doing all this work. So I just want you questioning what your brain offers a little bit more.
Yeah.
And not just, you know, think of it like a toddler. Toddlers teach us so much.
They really do.
I don't know if you know, I did home daycare for 20 years.
Whoa. God bless you.
Oh God, this people say that all the time. Yes. I was like, but I had 3 kids of my own too. So there'd be times I'd have 8 children. Imagine if I let them run the show. No, it would be insane. And I would have been so worn out, right? We just don't let toddlers do that because they're cute, but they're just not all there yet. They don't really understand that things have consequences. And they don't understand deeper long-term goals and what's important to us for real. So I think for you, if you look up some like practice those strategies of second guessing, of just not trusting what your brain says, and see what happens. Okay?
Okay.
How does that feel?
It definitely resonates with me. Because I feel like I focus a lot on the negative feelings and making them go away. with the stories that I'm telling myself and practicing bringing about the feeling I do want to feel. I think that's something I haven't tried, and it resonates.
It's very much like the 2-year-old who's thrown a temper tantrum at the table or whatever. Like, you're probably counting down to, okay, this long until I get you in bed. But if you just say fuck it and throw them in bed at that time, they're not going to go to sleep. They're not going to leave you alone. They're just going to keep acting up. And that's the same as what you're doing when you say fuck it and you eat. You're throwing the toddler in bed at dinner time just because you don't want to deal with it anymore. It. Them, right? You don't want to deal with the way they're behaving,
And it makes it worse. Toddlers.
right? So that's what I want you to think about when your brain says, this will make you feel better. Come on. It's like, no, it won't. I'm gonna have the same problem, right?
Thank you.
Now, I will offer you one last thing is if you start eating less at dinner, you might actually be hungry for a snack in the evening, which then is fine. So there's a bit there too. I want you to be paying attention to, am I actually hungry or not? And if I am, you have something to eat. And if you're not, you don't. Same way toddlers will. They're not going to eat just because you tell them to. They're going to eat if they're hungry. All right. Well, let us know how it goes and love to hear about it and ask coaches.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Liz. I will put you. Oops. There we go. Change to attending. There we go. Oh, okay. Dry to. Yeah. Asking a child if they have brushed their teeth. I remember being a kid and I would go. Anybody else relate? You go to all the trouble. You would go to all the trouble of I would wet the toothpaste. Then I got caught one time for that. So I wouldn't just wet the toothpaste. I would wet it, put toothpaste on it, rinse it off, put it back. Why not just brush your teeth? Nope, I would go to all that trouble so I could get away with not having brushed my teeth. Children are amazing, but they're a great example of we'll do whatever we can to like cut corners and things like that. So okay, I have a question here, and we are almost out of time, so I'm going to answer this question. And then I will also let you know next week, December 23rd. I know it's only 2 days before Christmas, but I will be back next Tuesday to do the body image and sex call. So, and intimacy and everything else. And it's never too close to Christmas to be talking about that and talking about anything you want on that call. So, for today, tis the season. My brain is telling me to eat more than normal since it's the holidays and I deserve it. That's a good one. I deserve it. How many people think they deserve to overeat? How can I get back into the mood to lose? Or maybe I should simply make it my goal to maintain, even though I previously committed to losing 7 pounds over the holidays. I keep thinking as long as I'm pretty good, I can buckle down more on January 1st. Is that terrible? Well, it's not terrible, but why? That's what I would be asking you. I want you to think back to the version of you who set the goal to lose 7 pounds over the holidays. What the heck was she thinking? We want to think about why she wanted that so that you can work with it and say, oh, yeah, that's why it was so important to me. I think it's a great lesson in when we set goals, I want you setting goals from a place of, and then how am I going to do it? What are the steps I'm going to take to do it? How am I going to help myself actually maintain it and think through the realistic obstacles that are going to come up? Right? Like, we talked a lot about that just now with Liz about, okay, well, what are you actually going to think at that time when you're sitting down with the kids and having the snack? Same thing here. When you set a goal of losing 7 pounds over the holidays, what were your thoughts about what the holidays were going to be all about this year? And how has that shifted as time has gone on? There's no right or wrong. There's no weight loss police saying, nope, if y'all don't lose your weight by the end of the year, that's it, you're out. That isn't the case, right? So I just want you to be with an integrity to yourself and really, again, second guess why. Why is your brain saying it's easier? Does it mean you'll get to eat more cookies? Does it mean, what does it mean you're going to get that if you were focusing on the losing weight, you wouldn't be able to get? Then I want you to picture January 1st, you, and is she going to be happy with those choices? Is she going to be like, fuck yeah, I had 12 dozen cookies instead of two? Is she going to be thrilled about that? If she is, then absolutely. But if she's not, then I really want you to, bring it to ask coaches or raise your hand on another coaching call and talk through what you really want for yourself. I think we all got to be a little more honest with ourselves about what we really want. Okay. So there we go. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. And I will see you all next week, Tuesday night. And I hope you all have a fabulous week. All right. Take care, everybody.